Public health never stays in just one place. It stays with you while you're on the move, keeping you safe no matter what your mode of transportation is. Public health, one could say, is the perfect traveling companion. So when you're on the road as a driver, bicyclist, or pedestrian, it may not always seem so obvious, but public health is there protecting you. Things like seatbelt laws, child safety seats, helmet laws, and crosswalks are all ways that public health helps to keep you safe while you're on the move. More than half of drivers and passengers killed in car crashes in 2009 were not wearing restraints. Buckling your seatbelt has become more than just a good idea. In Connecticut, it's the law. No matter how short your car ride is, you should always buckle your seatbelt. And you should encourage others in your car to do the same. It could help save a life. Motor vehicle-related injuries are the leading cause of death among U.S. children. Child safety seats are an important way to help keep children safe while in the car. In Connecticut, a child must be in the proper child restraint until they are 6 years old and weigh at least 60 pounds. In addition, babies must be in rear-facing child seats until they are at least a year old and weigh 20 pounds. Violators are fined and have to attend a car seat education class, but not putting your child in the proper safety seat could result in something worse, like serious injury or death. Other laws, like not using handheld mobile devices while driving, and drinking and driving laws, are other ways that public health helps keep you safe on the road. Whether you bike to work, ride your bike for exercise, or just enjoy a nice leisurely ride, if you're under the age of 16, wearing a bicycle helmet is the law in Connecticut. Helmets can prevent head injuries, which is the primary cause of death and disabling injuries resulting from cycling accidents. They also help to increase rider visibility. So even if you're over the age of 16, if you're going out for a bike ride, it's always smart to wear a helmet. And if you're a driver, keep an eye out for the cyclists and pedestrians that you're sharing the road with. In 2010, more than 4,200 pedestrians and 600 bicyclists died in traffic crashes in the U.S. In addition, 70,000 pedestrians and 52,000 cyclists were injured from traffic incidents. As a driver, do your best to help keep the road safe for everyone on the road with you. Give pedestrians and cyclists space if you can. If you see somebody walking at a crosswalk, stop at the crosswalk so they can cross the street safely in front of you. More than 15 people are killed and more than 1,200 are injured every day in the U.S. from crashes involving distracted drivers. Text messages can wait. Never text and drive, and never drive impaired or let friends or family drive impaired. If you know you'll be drinking alcohol, make plans in advance so you don't have to drive, like having a designated driver or having the phone number for a local taxi company handy. So when you're on the move, remember that public health is on the move with you, working to protect you. For more information about public health, please visit our website at www.ct.gov/DPH or call 860-509-7270. It's National Public Health Week. Remember, public health is ROI, return on investment. Save lives, save money.